There could be some more federal dollars available for Syracuse's efforts to redevelop the Inner Harbor. WRVO's Ryan Delaney reports.
Senator Kirsten Gillibrand has introduced a program that will create grants to clean up former industrial waterfronts and create a special task force, too. Mayor Stephanie Miner says the city has a once-in-a-lifetime chance.
It is an incredibly rare opportunity that we in the city of Syracuse have to indeed take underdeveloped waterfront property and build an entire new neighborhood.
The city this summer signed off on a $350 million project for a developer to build a hotel, living spaces, and a satellite campus for Onondaga Community College around the harbor. But first, contamination will need to be removed, something the developer estimates will cost $11 million. Gillibrand's grants would be for $500,000. The senator admitted the program doesn't have any hope of passing before the election. But development of the Inner Harbor is scheduled to take 5 to 7 years. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney, WRVO News.